just this past week, we had this group that's out there trying to destroy black farmers. They've got it now, this suit in to the court system to take away and deny the little help we're giving to our farmers, the $4 billion for loan forgiveness. Now, keep in mind why this is so poignant. White farmers own 98% of all the farmland. Black farmers own just 1%. Why in the hell you want to stop Secretary Vilsack from and Congress and the President of the White House? We responded, because if these African-American farmers don't get the help to pay down that loan, they're going to lose their farms. Who's going to get that land? White farmers. It is terrible. It is wrong. And I've looked at it and I've examined it, and it's coming from folks that have another political agenda. So we have got to lift up and maintain that. And as the first African-American chairman of the Agriculture Committee, I cannot and I will not let this rest. We cannot, and I'm sure our white farmers, a lot of them, are on our side. They know. They know the sacrifices. They know the vast role of contribution from slavery to Jim Crow throughout our history. We have given and been the backbone of the labor force that founded and laid the foundation for our wonderful world of agriculture, through slavery, through Reconstruction, through all of the period, and all the way struggling. But for the white farmers now to have 98% of the farmland in our country, and the African-American farmers just one little 1%, and they come up with these suits in the courts. So we got to fight that.